This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
What?
Welcome back to the Cunning Buffoons podcast. My name's Dylan.
I'm Rachel.
And Andrew's over there fixing our stuff.
Yeah. He doesn't get to introduce himself
today.
Yeah,
nah. Sorry.
He doesn't get that privilege.
Yeah, you lost him.
That's because you're no longer white. Lost all privileges.
Dang, that's crazy.
All? Like?
Well, that's how it works.
Every single privilege known to man.
So if you lose one, you lose, like?
Every single one.
Oh, my God, Dylan. Your stuff is in the way.
That's not my... That's, you put it
Why
there.
Is Dylan, like, on top of that mat?
Yeah.
because you guys haven't cleaned your mat up yet.
Yeah, Dylan. That's all your parts.
Like, that's your mat.
It's not my parts.
It doesn't matter.
No. Yeah, who's... Wait a minute. No, I see some of your parts on there.
No, that's all Kawasaki parts.
Nope, nope. Hey, look.
That's all Kawasaki parts.
There's your back seat or back rest.
I'm not putting that on.
There's your gas tank.
I'm never going to have a passenger anyway.
That's true. None of us are, except for your dad.
Whoa. Why would you not have passengers?
One, I don't trust myself. So
I 100% trust myself.
I don't.
If you die, it's your fault.
Yeah, but if another person does.
No, yeah. If they die, it's their fault.
No.
Sometimes, I mean, some people don't need to ride behind a motorcycle.
I mean, yeah.
Like, there are certain people I've had behind me that I've just stopped and been like, get off my bike. You're going to get us killed.
I could see that.
Are you into the ASMR now?
Nope.
What does that stand for?
American sound.
A symbol?
America rational.
America sound, America
a
rational.
Symbol, yep. A symbol save America.
Rational.
No, no, hang on. I got to
get a symbol
I got to go get my phone.
America racism.
My phone's right there. Malika, where's your phone? It's right there.
I have no service in here.
That's crazy.
We're in a 10 building.
Fair point.
Well, it's not really 10, but...
I don't get service in my house. Mine's, I mean, it's not 10, but...
Yours is completely 10.
It's surrounded by 10. But I also don't get stuff out there in the first place.
There's zero service anywhere where you live.
Except for the internet. My mom got locked out of the house.
Today?
Yeah, she called me and she was like, No, wait. My sister texted me, right? She was like, are you heading to the house? I was like, no, why? She was like, mom was locked out of the house. And I just called mom. She was like, what do you want? I was like, oh, I just called her. I heard you were locked out of the house. She's
like, called to harass you.
Yeah. She was like, you're a loser. Just hung up on me. Then she called me back.
Okay. That's not what I was expecting whatsoever.
That's what we said, isn't it?
Autonomous sensory meridian response is a tingling sensation that usually begins on the scalp and moves down the back of the spine.
So me and Dylan pretty much said that.
Yeah. Like, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Y'all said autonomous.
Yeah, we said that.
Sensory.
Yep.
Midri. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. You said the little tingly feeling that comes out of the back of your spine.
Yeah.
You said when I hear certain noises, I go,
I get that. I get that feeling when I'm like, oh.
What?
Like, oh, no. Like that. Oh.
You get a what?
It's my spidey senses. Yeah, I'm actually Spider-Man.
So every time, like, you sense danger, you're like, ooh.
No, but I don't do it like zesty like that.
You're Spider-Man, but you can't solve any crime because you have nothing to swing off
of. I'm Spider-Man, but like It I get the tingle after the danger happens.
Oh. So like
so you you're get, a normal you, human
you,
being.
You get hit in the head, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I feel like something's going to hit me. Whack, no. Careful. That's just wrong.
I mean, I think I'm like, if Spider-Man sucked at his job.
The whole premise of Spider-Man's always confused me.
Because he's just strong.
Well, I mean, like, he's got the spider grip. He's got the strength. He's got the, you know, my spine tingles or whatever. But, like...
Do spiders actually do that?
I don't know. I mean, they can...
some of them do.
I think they can sense when you're staring at them maliciously.
They have 8 eyes.
Yeah, I've looked at a spider and had it turn its head and look at me.
You think their hair, like, is like tentacles or something?
It does pick up on vibrations in the air. So, like, they have, like, extremely good senses.
There's dead one right there.
But still, like, you got Spider-Man, like, what's... Yeah,
I
killed him.
I think I touched that.
You're 15. You get superpowers. And super strength.
No superhero. I'm fixing the world.
That's what I'm saying. Like, are you going to be a superhero? Or are you just going to make tons of money?
I'm sitting the world.
They're
right.
Like, yo, $1 billion, go kill this guy. I'm like, okay. I got you.
Who is he? What did he do? I don't even know that.
No, just who is he? Where is he? No, don't even tell me who he is. Where is he?
If you could have one superpower.
Teleportation.
Teleportation?
Nah, you can't. You got to be original. Because I said that first, so you got to say
something.
Well,
I've always wanted that. But my thing would always be, would it hurt? Or like...
It depends on like where you get your teleportation. Like, what if you're basing it off of universes already, what you're basing it off of. So would you be original? Think of your own here.
I've always wanted teleportation, but if I had to do a strong second...
After this, we're going to talk about our favorite superheroes because this ties into it. I already turned the oven off. It's good. Mm-hmm. I didn't get the food out, but I turned it off. It shouldn't burn. He's leaving the podcast, guys. He's walking out.
That's crazy. I will edit it out. No. That's all right. But no. I think to have like a strong sense over everyone, kind of.
You want to be an aura farmer? You just want to have an insane amount of aura? Like, just be better? Like if Itachi walks in the room right now? You want to always be surrounded by an insane amount of aura? Just be like... Like, you walk in the room and...
Crows
like,
fly around.
This guy, bro. It's like... It's like, dang, I have no chance with the ladies anymore.
That or like, you know, if I mess with this guy, I will die.
So wait, what do you mean by a strong sense over everybody?
Like, well, hang on. There's like, it would be like, if someone, I don't think you should turn that on in the podcast.
Is he using that?
I hope not.
Okay, a strong sense over it.
Like, let's say you had a thing, like a sense in your mind, right? Like, a thought of word.
A thought, yeah.
Like, let's say, I didn't want to kill this guy. I could, boom, bam, you're going to kill him now.
You're going to be able to manipulate people.
Pretty much. But have a strong
sense. What would be cool is, like, being able to, if anyone is threatening you, and, like, before they even, like, think about it, you just know. Like, you know that person's intending on. Like, you know the action everybody's going to make for, like, not, like, a billion times in the future or something, but, like, the next 2 seconds, you know the action somebody's going to make. And well, you can, like, pick which person you want.
Another good one, in my opinion, would be, like, a danger sense cup type of thing. That would be awesome.
Spidey tingle.
Better, because spider tingle don't work half the time.
Well, it doesn't work if he's not feeling right, you know?
Like, I mean, this is thing. Anything. Like, this doesn't even have to be a malicious intent.
So, what Dylan meant by, like, what did you say, a strong sense of everybody? He meant being able to say, go kill him. And the guy walks over there and kills him.
But it'd be everybody across the world. I could do it in an instant. So in other words, God.
He's like, right. So my favorite superpower would be omnipotence?
No,
omniscience?
Omnimidit? I don't think I'm saying
omnipotent. All
right.
Sure. We're going to go with that.
Like, what's
favorite superpower? Or just one you would pick?
I want to be a villain. Screw being a superhero. No offense.
It's hard because it's like, what?
I think in real world, modern day times, teleportation would be the most handy one.
It would be an extremely handy one. I also wouldn't mind.
And like, I think it's just cool.
Like Wolverine, like just his healing powers and his strength. And I don't really care about the Animanium and all.
Like, but they aren't the healing powers a part of his Animanium?
No. The reason he was able to get the Animanium, if I'm right, is because his healing powers allowed him to heal through the process of grafting, you know, molten metal onto his entire skeleton.
And it was constantly killing him.
And then his super strength allows him to, like, actually move it all, because he's, like, 500 freaking pounds or something. Like, it's ridiculous.
He's, like, 5'3".
Yeah. He's, like, a tiny little bowling ball of lead.
Isn't that right?
Just his healing powers would be, and like just his senses and his strength would be an incredible one to have.
So what we talked about while you were gone, I thought Dylan was talking about, like, do you know what aura is? Okay, well, I'm trying to think of an anime he's seen. You know, like when Levi walks in the room and everybody just looks at him like, dang, this guy's better than you.
Yeah.
That's what aura is, and now that's how what people call it. I thought he was talking about just like you walk in the room and everybody's like, dang, I have no chance with the ladies anymore.
I mean, that would be nice also.
Yeah.
Because like, it's like in Naruto, I explained it. It's like Itachi. The guy who doesn't have a broken arm, holds his arm like this all the time, turns into crows to disappear. Like,
this podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Just like people who just like, are overly cool, but play it, make it look cool, you know?
I guess it
because, like, sense. When people try to look cool, it's like, you did not look cool.
I also wouldn't mind having Xavier's power.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. Be all right.
It just makes you crippled, bro. I don't want that power.
Pretty sure he got shot.
He got crippled.
Pretty sure he got
not
shot.
Not his power. That's his nerve.
Yeah, I think he got shot.
Yeah.
If you, like, he's
if you go off the movies, he got shot.
I think
shot.
Even in the some of the comic lines, he might have got shot.
Nope.
But there's one of them where he's walking because he doesn't have his powers when he's in the Badlands or whatever.
Exactly. His powers nerfed him.
His powers
are so good.
But then you got Magneto, you know, like.
See, there's powers like Juggernaut. No one would be able to stop you.
Charles
Xavier.
Juggernaut's not a mutant.
He's just built different.
No, he got that stone or whatever.
But he's built different. The only person who can stop him
is Wolverine.
Is Xavier. No, it's Xavier.
Yeah, getting in his head.
I would like to have Ghost Rider's power. I'm not going to lie.
What is Ghost Rider's power? You just want to turn into a flame.
Devil. It's pretty much. Sign a contract with the devil and bam.
Like, Juggernaut got the Crimson Stone. And so, like, he literally is, like, channeling the power of some ancient deity.
But he's better.
Yeah, but the only thing is,
like the way they show him getting beat up in Deadpool, I just think there's no way.
No.
Because
is moving. His thing is, like, whatever momentum he gets, it can't be stopped. So, like, as long as he's moving, like, if you can ever catch him sitting still, he's he doesn't have his momentum going.
You know, if but he's charging huge. At you like, what, 15 miles an hour, you're not going to stop
Well, that's like, yeah. even like Hulk, it's like so underrated because what's his power? Anger.
Yeah.
Gamma radiation.
No, it's his power is anger. Gamma radiation is what gives him his power. But the angrier he gets, same with Wolverine, the stronger he gets, his power is rage. How in the world do you stop rage with a gun? Like, no one's going to be happy with a bullet to their face.
Well, yeah, that's why I said I like Wolverine's power, just because that would be one of the most handy.
I mean, Deadpool's power would be handy.
That would suck, though, because you have cancer.
Well, only if you
as long, as, long as you didn't look like a wrinkly ball sack, it would be okay. Like,
that's true.
22. There's a lot of powers that would be handy. Like, if you could multiply yourself, and you could multiply yourself like in Naruto, where he does this, they all do stuff. The second they come back to him, he knows everything they did.
Okay, I thought you were about to say something else.
So, no, I'm not talking about harem.
All right, I'm about to say, like, bro.
But, like, you do this. This guy goes and reads a book. You tell him to read a book. He comes back. The book's in your brain. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be.
That's the power of duplication, not hologram. It's like,
yeah.
Because, like, when we and my friends used to play, we had this thing, and my friend's power was duplication, and I always got it confused from, like, holograms and actual, like, duplicating yourself.
Another good one would be, y'all ever watched, what was it?
Don't do that.
Sorry. Which one was it? It was one of the, I can't remember the Lord of the Rings, but it was, like, all the younger ones.
Lord of the Rings?
No. Did I say Lord of the Rings?
You said one of the rings. That's what I heard.
X-Men, I meant. One of the X-Men.
Okay, all right. We're off of Tolkien. We're back on to X-Men. All right, here we go.
One of the X-Men's younger ones?
Yeah, it's like all
cartoon?
Mostly younger. No, it's the movie.
Days of Future Past.
Maybe.
One of the younger characters?
I can't remember. But no, so we had Scott, the laser-eyed dude. That's his name, Scott?
Cyclops,
sure. I don't know half their names.
That power would suck.
That would suck. I would hate that. But his brother's was cool.
Which one's his brother?
The one that, like,
is that Supernova?
Sphere, like.
Yeah, like, I think Supernova's weird. His brother.
That one was nice.
Can
I
do
like
what?
He was
about,
pretty much
about
like
the same way as Scott, but yeah. Like he can control it with his hands.
Yeah. I liked the guy in the New Mutants. It was literally a rocket. Like, once he got going, he's, like, just pure jet, like, and nothing. He just is blasting off. But then it's like, that show was good, and then they had to make it gay.
I didn't watch The New Mutants, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but that's one of those superpowers that's like it's if superpowers and, like, mutations were real, like, you would have the mutations. Like, I think they should do more superhero movies along these lines. It's because you would have the mutations like the Supermans, the X-Mens, and stuff like that, the ones that were awesome. And then you wouldn't, you know, like the Studio C skit where the one guy, like, every time he sneezes, a random person dies. Like, you know, you would have, like, and, you know, statistically speaking, it's a, you know, an Asian person.
Well, but, no, that's what I'm talking about. Like,
you would
showed,
have retarded
him getting hurt, though. That's, like, it's a retarded power. You're literally a jet, and he couldn't stop.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's literally retarded, but.
Now, I liked a chickie that could, like, walk into other realities and dimensions and, like, bring out her creations.
Scarlet Witch? No, that's not who he's talking about. I feel like I know who he's talking about.
She's in the New Mutants. And I don't know, like,
oh, yeah, the Dream Girl.
Yeah, like, she's almost like dream walking, but, like, she's walking in and out of different,
like,
dimensions.
Yeah, they were all cool, and then this one girl can just turn into a wolf.
I mean, that's like classic werewolf. That's just
the
oldest mutation in the book, bro.
We're not talking about the same. The Dream Girl was the main character. You're talking about the girl who had a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
And she just, you need to watch the movie. It's not like the best, but it's pretty good. She can literally, like, jump into her dimension and come out, and she comes out with, like, full suit of armor.
Yeah.
Just an OP sword.
Yeah.
So it's Chico.
You see the animes where, like, they power up all of a sudden. Like, that's that chick. She's like, I'm going to go over here and get this and this and this. And then, like, she gets back into reality.
Her stuffed animal turns into a little dragon on her shoulder.
Heck yeah.
It's like twisting reality.
Yeah.
And then the one guy just, like, melted things. He had lava.
I mean, that's a pretty cool power.
But it's, I try to explain, like, the magna fruit in One Piece. Your power is lava. You can turn your whole body into lava. How are you a superhero when your power is lava? Like, think about it. You go to a city, you just melt the whole city. Nobody likes you. You destroyed the entire city trying to beat one dude. Because, like, when even in the anime, when he shoots his blast, it's just balls of, like, lava, magna. You're just melting things. Like, nobody's going to like you.
Well, there's, yeah, but then there's the whole concept of a lot of the superhero movies, comics, everything. Like, the powers become increased or whatever during your teenage years, right? Like, a lot of the mutants, like, yeah, their powers activate when they go through puberty. And you don't know you have your powers. Like, the X-Men arcs, like, there's a bunch of them where, like, Rogue's first boyfriend, like, she kills him because she drains him. Or, like, imagine yourself as your power, right? Like, Scott, the first time he woke up and was like, and, like, half the neighborhood's gone.
Well, it's not an explosion. It's a laser beam.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, you're going to freak out.
In the movie, he does it in a school bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, think about how many people he just killed.
Like, he didn't kill no one, apparently.
What's the point? I mean, Jean Grey, when she was a child, like, she was
Scarlet Witch.
Messing Scarlet Witches. Magneto.
Wasn't Jean Grey stronger than Xavier? But, like,
yeah, Jean Grey's like an Omega level in a lot of the arcs. Like, she's completely, and that's like Magneto's Omega level. Because, like, he draws his, like, he controls magnetism, but, like, he literally draws his power off the magnetism of the core of the Earth. So, like, he has an entire planet's magnetism to bend at his will. And, like, an arc with Magneto. Well,
like, you think about it, though. It's like, the way they make these powers, it's like, literally, you're unstoppable. But they can't do that in movies. Because, like, Scarlet Witch in the MCU is nothing compared to the X-Men music universe.
No.
She's becoming that, but not even, like, her power is reality.
Yeah, she literally bends reality.
Exactly. Like, yeah, she can do whatever she wants.
Well, it's like the one guy, the guy I was trying to talk about, think about, in X-Men, his power is adaptability. Legit, he should not be able to die. Like, his body can just adapt like that.
Who is he talking about? But they killed him. Morph?
He's in the X-Men. I just can't remember which one.
Look it up.
My phone's over there.
I don't have service.
God, where's our
producer? Well, like, there's people like Spike. That power would suck.
Is that the spiky dude?
Toad's power would suck.
Blob's power would suck.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
but now the, what's the one guy's name? The Quake dude?
Avalanche?
Yeah. His power would be cool.
Yeah. And but see, that could be a power that could be useful, too.
Yeah, you could stop avalanches.
Or you could...
Or not avalanches, but you could stop earthquakes.
Go work on construction crews and, like, level roadways and, you know, make paths through mountains. Like, you could make a crap ton of money with that.
He's stumped. He really wants to know what he's thinking of.
No, well, that's, like, understandable, but, like, there's, and my question is, what percentage do you think would be useful superpowers? Like, looking at humanity and reality,
yeah,
versus retarded superpowers. For, like, every one good superpower, there would be, I'd say, 50,000 people with just retarded stuff.
Well, that's something.
It's like quirks.
Yeah, My Hero Academia, yeah, shows. It's like, this one dude, his power, he has a tail.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, like, you're a monkey.
That's his power.
That's all. No, it's just a super strong tail, and that's it. About it.
Yeah, but then there's people like
Deku, who's like, what? All for
he's
one?
He's built different. We
one for all, my bad.
He has, like, one. Four powers, because it passes down.
Eight.
But my favorite is the one guy, he creates fluid with his sweat glands, produces a fluid that's flammable that he can explode on whenever he wants.
Yeah, I see that. That would come
so
in handy.
Like, The bad part.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter,
Hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
It's like when he's in a fight, if he's out of sweat, he can't.
How do you run out of sweat in a fight?
That's just how they explain it.
Get dehydrated. Got to stay hydrated, man. That's good for you.
Okay. His name's Darwin. That's who it was.
Darwin?
Yeah.
What movie?
So, like, his body can adapt to any harm or
like any environment.
What movie is he in?
Man, let me find it. Can't remember which one. Oh, it's that one. It's X-Men Deadly Genesis?
I've never seen
what?
That.
Me neither. Oh, that's probably a comic book.
So, what's your favorite superhero?
X-Men First Class. That's what it was. He legit was like, he could have had like the greatest potential, but they killed him off so stupidly.
Why'd they kill him?
His body's supposed to adapt, but Scott's brother shot the villain with his power. Villain absorbed it, put it in him, the Darwin's mouth, and he blew up.
So that disintegrated him before he could adapt.
I guess so.
Which that would make sense.
But it sucked because he legit had the greatest potential.
Yeah, but like that's a really cool power, but also a really sucky one. Like, how did you find out that you could adapt? Oh, I got squished by a fucking truck. Or I got lit on fire. Or I got 19 different diseases at once. Or I had cancer. Or they lost my ass into space and I floated around for 22 years until I finally crashed back to the Earth.
You want to be terrible. When I think terrible powers, I think you have a power, but you don't use it. Your day-to-day life, it does nothing for you.
Yeah, that's what a whole bunch of them would be, though. That's like, what I'm saying. Like, there would be a bunch of them that would just be retarded. Like, look, I can pull this finger out of socket. I mean, that's a mutation, or, you know, actually it's because I've injured it too much. But, like, what good does that do me?
That's what I like about, like, Avatar. They pick four, and most of them are useful. Water, you can pull water out anywhere, and you can just control water. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Wind, that's pretty cool. I mean, you can literally fly. You can control the wind. You can suffocate people like that. And then Earth, imagine just walking somewhere, tapping your foot on the ground, and building your house. That would be the coolest thing ever. And then fire, you can light fires whenever you want. You can burn people.
Earth, you also got metal, lava, light battery control.
Well, that's if you're doing, like, Legend of Gay.
No, because Toph is the first metalbender.
But yeah, but that's cool. But, like, all the weird stuff Legend of Gaia came out with.
Look, I will admit, people do need to watch the how the first Avatar, the Avatar started, which was with Juan, I think that was his name. It's actually pretty good.
What are you talking about?
Need to watch what?
In Legends of Korra, they go through, like, the first Avatar that ever lived, and it was all right.
He's talking about Legend of Gaia. So she, like, they have, like, this group, and she, like, sleeps with all of them.
She does.
In the entire show.
Okay.
So they take it away from, like, being a cool avatar, a bunch of 12-year-olds going to take down an entire nation to some hoe.
Well, I mean, now she's at a breedable age. So, like, that's how the story arc would actually go in real life.
What?
I mean, she's 18, 19 now. She's the avatar, and she's super powerful, right? Isn't that the Legend of Korra?
No.
I don't know.
I'm talking about Avatar the Last Airbender.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of 12-year-olds.
Yeah. But then when you get past that, they're like growing up, aren't they?
No, they're not really in the Legend of Korra. This is like far future.
Well, it shows Aang a few times. Shows like
are they a bunch of kids in the Legend of Korra, or are they a bunch of young adults?
Yeah.
They're like probably 18, 16 at best.
Okay.
You can see Toph and Korra, but Katara dies though, I'm pretty sure.
They're supposed to be coming out with a movie about their teenage years, because
I would like it.
Yeah,
I'd like to see how Sokka died.
If they do it right, if they don't make it gay, basically.
I don't know.
We're getting canceled.
Yeah, most likely.
I sound very homophobic right now. I have nothing against you being gay. It's just when they
force it down.
Yeah,
everything.
When they make gay like shows just extra gay for no reason, I don't enjoy that.
I don't have nothing against somebody being gay. Just don't expect me to praise you for it.
Yeah.
That's where I draw the line. It's like, if you do whatever you want to do, but just don't expect me to be like cheering you on and telling you you're awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's a lot of stuff that people do that, like, I don't necessarily agree with, but, like, I don't care if they do it. Why is my zombie bro attacking my Batman bro, man?
Okay, so who's your favorite superhero?
Favorite superhero?
Didn't we just call just
those? No. No. Just favorite, I guess not superhero, just favorite fictional powered human being.
Fictionally powered human being.
Not human being. Created.
Well, like, I don't know. They're all so awesome.
I'm going to say all so awesome.
All right, Dylan.
I mean, I like Kurt Wagner.
That's my favorite.
Who's that again?
The
Nightcrawler.
Okay.
He's one of my favorite. And then I absolutely love, what's the douchebag's name? Come from ancient Egypt. Gets big, gets small, does all types of stuff.
I don't know.
He's a villain.
Ant-Man.
Apocalypse?
Apocalypse. I like Apocalypse. Like cartoon Apocalypse, not movie Apocalypse.
He was stupid, like strong.
Yeah.
Like, if he would have, like, gone through the whole process in the movies anyway of, like, actually changing bodies with I think it was Xavier.
That's like a...
He would have been strong.
The Quantum Mania, Kang the Conqueror, the guy who kills the Avengers in every other universe, Ant-Man beats him up. What? Make that make sense.
I don't like stuff like
this
that.
This guy jumps time and killed the Avengers in, like, 50 other timelines, and you think... Ant-Man kicked his butt. What?
Kong let him think he kicked his butt.
Kang.
Kang
the Conqueror.
King Kong.
I don't know. I never watched it.
My favorite is Nightcrawler because...
He's just a cool character. Like, almost all his iterations are just cool.
Because summer he's the goofy kid, summer he's the outcast demon kid.
Yeah.
But it's still like... I love the one that I talked to you about in the movie where they actually show why his tail is sharp.
Yeah, they show how dangerous he can be.
Yeah, and he goes through like a whole train, and he just sits there and teleports, and he slits all their throats. And he just teleports, and he kills everybody.
I think I've seen that.
It's like, that's his power. Like, and in some of the cartoons, it shows how he can jump into the abyss and just stay there and drop someone there and just leave them there.
Which is absolutely terrible.
And then come and get... He can get them, but he can just leave them there and decide not to or not.
Is he a hero or vigilante?
He's Mystique's kid.
Yeah, but like a lot of them, he gets abandoned by Mystique.
And then Xavier.
And he's raised by monks.
Wait, he's Mystique's kid?
Yeah.
Him
and Rogue, right? Who's
Mystique
it?
Mystique and Rogue? I think it's Mystique's and Sinister's, ain't it?
No, it's not... Rogue, her kids are Kurt and it's Rogue, isn't it?
Don't worry, I'll be the Google
in some versions.
Yeah, you're gonna have to Google it. I don't think
she has a daughter in versions of the cartoon.
Now, I know she's like a mentor of Rogue at one point.
That what?
What is that?
X-Men, yeah.
Yeah, don't put
Rogue, Ray's Darkholm, Nightcrawler, Graydon Creed, and Charles Xavier. I think.
Do you know how to Google?
It showed me pictures.
Mystique kids, X-Men.
The second, that was like Charles Xavier the third or second.
Oh, so she's like, I'm gonna name you little Charles after the guy I don't like.
Okay, in this one. It says,
just so I get this right, Mystique's the blue pill person, right?
Yeah. The shapeshifter.
Yeah. How did it never explain that in the movies?
What do you mean?
Well, Mystique and Nightcrawler meet, but they meet in like a club, or like a fight club or whatever.
They do a lot of... It's because they can do anything they want.
So it says...
I don't like that.
Multiverse, my friend.
Fair enough.
Rogue and Nightcrawler.
So who's Rogue's daddy?
You can read that little blip it kind of like. I can't read the names. They make no sense to me.
I don't want to read all that.
Read it all.
All of it?
Yeah, sure.
Mystique is the wife of Destiny Irene Adler, the mother of the villain Graydon Creed, adoptive mother of the X-Men heroine Rogue.
Adopted so, mother. Okay. Yeah, so like, adopted. I knew she adopted, like, took her in because her, like, Rogue's daddy was, like, a douche.
And the biological father of the X-Men hero Nightcrawler?
Yeah, I don't know why it said father. That's what I was wondering.
Conceived with her wife Destiny on one of her male... Okay. Well, okay. I guess I get it now.
What?
She shapeshifted into male. Had sex. There came Nightcrawler.
Whoa, that adds like a whole new dimension, though.
Yeah.
Because like if you can shapeshift and actually be 100% whatever that's you what shapeshift that into... That means, like, if you could shapeshift into a cat, you could have cat babies.
That's
you could have like horse babies.
That's how that works.
No more. Well, it is how it works. It just said that, but no more.
Yeah, no more.
No more horse babies.
No, I mean, I didn't say you would want to have horse babies. I'm just saying, like, that's I've never thought about that aspect of it because, like, shapeshifting, like, just your outward appearance, like shifting the cells of your outsides to look at something, but like being able to actually shift every cell of your body into an identical copy of something and then replicate its DNA? Like, that's insane.
Well, Mystique is definitely his mom because... Or no. Night...
Mystique is his mama daddy.
Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Because he's blue.
So would that make her the biological mother or the DNA of what she transformed into?
No, it's her DNA because he's blue.
Well, your dad was just talking about DNA. How, like, you could change
I think
DNA.
She just morphs her body parts and morphs her insides into it. Yeah. And it all just changes. But it's still her DNA.
That would make sense that it's still her DNA, but that's still like being able to shift
some cells and DNA.
Yeah.
Being able to shift your everything is still just weird.
Yeah, because Mystique changes size and everything.
Yeah.
Like, I've read some discussions and watched some stuff in the past, and it's weird to think about because, like, you can't create and, like, disappear mass real fast. Like, if you wanted to lose 50 pounds, you couldn't lose or gain 50 pounds in the next 30 seconds, much less 2 days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, for Mystique to change size.
Yeah.
How? Is there, like, the inside's hollow? Like, because, like, she couldn't gain that, like, does she change weight? Because that's just not shifting your DNA in your cells. Like, that's actually, like, creating new mass.
Yeah.
Do you think
I don't know. I have
because
no
like
idea.
I think you would be able to shape shift, but like if you were the size of Kiri,
yeah,
you know, like a little 13-year-old girl, and you shape shifted into me, you would look like me, but you would only have enough mass to look like me the size of Kiri.
Yeah,
well, I wonder if it's painful, like the first few times.
I imagine it would be painful every time. Imagine your cells rearranging themselves.
Well, I feel like eventually you'd get used.
Well, I feel like the way they make Mystique do it, it doesn't. Sure. It looks like her like.
Like her skin shifts.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she's like putting on another layer. Like
I could see how that would be a mutation that like some people would get it. Kind of like there's a very small percentage of the population that has nerve endings in their hair.
Yeah.
And like they feel haircuts. So I imagine it would be like there would be some shapeshifters out there that would feel their cells ripping apart as they were rearranging. And then there would be some that like their cells would like cut that off or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I would want duplication or teleportation. Just like duplication would just be so helpful.
Yeah, especially if you're like where you're talking, to where like they could go, because you could be like, okay, you're going to go get this degree, you're going to get that degree, you're going to learn coding.
You're going to start making me money. Go to work. I don't want to.
And when that one gets tired, be like, all right, make a new one. You leave.
I mean, I imagine there's limitations. I bet it strains your body. Like, but like just to make one.
Like, okay. And so like they're autonomous while they're gone, right?
Yeah.
But when they absorb back in, you remember everything.
Yep.
Okay. So like I'm married, so this wouldn't be a big deal for me. But like you guys are young. So you duplicate yourself. You send one of yourselves off overseas, right? And then you've got another one of you like doing work. And then, like, you're doing your thing, okay? And, like, you all meet back up in 2 years because, like, one of them goes over to university, one of them's, like, getting a degree or whatever. What if you all fall in love with different women? And then
I don't think it would matter. I think the original would be the set in stone.
Yeah, but that's...
Yeah, but then the original would be fine, like...
fine, but what about the women, bro?
Yeah, the original would be like, holy crap, how many women did I sleep
like,
with?
Like, oh, I'm sorry, you fell in love with the clone that I'm not going to follow. Goodbye.
Watch this. Here you go. Here's the clone.
That's true.
Okay, so you would just, like, absorb the knowledge. But then I guarantee you, your woman would be like, oh, you got all the memories of your relationship with her. You're still in love with her. Women are crazy, bro.
Okay, bye.
That's a serious question, though, Dylan.
I would just not send mine overseas. I'm not worried about degree.
It's a serious question. Why are you looking at me?
I'm worried about, well, I don't really want to go to work today. I don't want to drive. Like, just think about it. It's literally you. So anything you can do, it can do. So, like, imagine you're working on a car and you duplicate yourself. You're my errand boy.
I tell it to
retaliate. It knows everything you're thinking. And so when you're going, blah, 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 it goes and grabs what you want and brings it back to you because it's literally you. Except for you would have a problem because you don't even know what you're thinking half the time. So it'd be like.
I could see this turning out badly.
I think it only
it would
be
a bunch of me's trying to kill each other.
Well, it's like if you could make yourself instantly come back. Because there's some like you have to like kill the clone.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Yeah, it would suck killing yourself over. Would that be suicide or murder?
I don't know.
Well, it should disappear afterwards, so it shouldn't matter.
No, it should still matter, Dylan. Yeah, okay, like if you're standing in front of you.
If me is trying to fight me, the actual me, I'm going to kill it without hesitation.
Yes, but if you kill it, is that suicide or murder?
It should be neither, because it disappears, so there's no body.
That's when if you could absorb them back into you, it would be cool.
It should just disappear.
If they were just there forever, unless you murdered them and buried them, yeah, that would suck.
Like you duplicate, you can duplicate like 5 times a day, but they never disappear.
Why are you getting a backhoe? I gotta keep burying them bastards. It won't disappear.
That would be the worst ability ever.
I don't know. It could come in handy like a war.
Yeah, no, because they just kidnap you and make you duplicate 5 times a day.
Until Moderator Chio shows up and you're cooked.
See, but he wasn't even that strong, bro.
But that's
he walked up on an entire army,
all
bro.
All of them sucked.
Like Jens and Genies, right?
Yeah. Like, everyone sucked until the Hidden Leaf showed up.
This is true.
The cartoons and stuff and like a lot of like children's stories shows Jens and Genies being like wish granters and they make things good. But, like, most of your actual legends of Jinns and Genies and stuff like that is, like, they'll grant your wish, but, like...
There's a prize.
It's going to be twisted.
Yeah.
But, like, to me, that's kind of like what superpowers would be like. You're going to get, you know, you can duplicate yourself, but, you know, like Malachi said, what if you can't absorb it back in? What if you have to kill it? Okay, you can fly.
But you can't come down.
But you can only fly naked.
Huh. Or
you can be invisible, but you can right. only be invisible naked. Think about it. Like there would be drawbacks to it that like.
Oh no! There's this cartoon. My sisters used to watch it. It was a girl who could fly, but she was scared of heights.
Yeah, like that's the type of crap that you would see happening.
If you can fly,
just don't look down.
Think about
you can't fall.
That's what I thought. I was like, you can't fall. So why are you scared of like the height, bro?
Like you're falling from a building. You can't. You can fly. You can levitate in air.
I feel like that's an instinct. You just gotta feel it.
Think about if you had telekinesis, but you had to act out what you were doing mentally.
What?
So wait, what do you mean? Like if you want to like move that object, you have to go.
Yeah.
I would like that one. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but like picture yourself in public. Okay, you're wanting to mess with people, so you're sitting in the corner somewhere, and you're over there going, and there's somebody over there that's getting messed with all the pieces, but everybody around you is going, what is this retard?
It would be worth
it. It would be worth it. Well, it's like I've always suffered teleportation, because I always, like him, I thought it was cool. I feel like there'd be two side effects. One, there's not a 100% chance you're going to go to your actual destination, and two, it's going to hurt like heck.
It depends on
your
like,
atoms would like freaking
like,
out.
What if are you doing that type of teleportation? Because like,
what if you teleported, but you could only teleport like when you sneezed?
You had to like,
and you couldn't control where you went.
That would suck.
Just sneeze, and then you're in like Saudi Arabia.
Not even that, middle of the freaking ocean.
Yeah, like there's the superpowers. I guarantee you, regardless of what you got, it would be like super awesome in one way, and like there would be some side effect to it. Because think like if you had super strength, right? Mm-hmm. But then like you know with they showed a little bit with the Flash and some of his you know comics and stuff like that, where like his metabolism is super high.
Yeah, he has to eat like a crap ton.
Like you know how expensive food is?
Because
well, back then 1986 whatever.
Well, no, still like his like they show him just like scarfing down like 15-20 double Whopper meals, like. His metabolism is like, think about the reality of he burns that many calories, right? And that's just him just trying to fuel up. Okay, he goes into an extended fight. Like, how fast would you run out of fuel?
Probably pretty fast. I wonder if the comics didn't go with it. Because I feel like if you're running all those calories, would you like go skinny and like die fast? Or
I mean, I think like you would eat your body.
It depends on like. If you're going off of, oh, this is just all a miracle, or, oh, this is the real world.
Yeah, if this is the real world, I think he's going to die.
Yeah. Unless he's, like, taking pit stops and eating cheeseburgers on the way.
Three superpowers. I already talked about two. Third one, Batman. Iron Man, I'm just rich.
Yeah, crap tons of money.
So what's your superpower exactly?
I'm rich. Like, that's literally Batman's power. He has money.
And it could be, like, the Punisher. I mean, he's more of an anti-hero, but, like, he was just, you know, roided up.
I know it's crazy, but I would like to... Moon Knight would be pretty cool.
But, like...
I'll just take the punches, bro.
The ancient deity crap, like...
Yeah, what's his name? Khonshu? Yeah, that's his name, Khonshu.
Yeah, you always got to worry about, you know, don't talk to the demons.
Like, this guy's like, I want to be Ghost Rider so I can sign contracts with devils.
No, that's not the reason. It's just...
This is the same guy last week that was like, so, when I was talking to demons...
Kids these days, man.
Now look, Ghost Rider would be cool. You got flames.
You sign
whatever you drive turns into fire.
Okay, yeah. The,
you got
the,
a whip.
The power would be cool, but that's kind of like Spawn. Spawn's abilities and powers are incredible, but how did he get them?
Forget what Spawn does.
He's like a knight of hell.
Oh yeah, he's the guy with the white face and black, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Like, there's powers that are cool, and there's ones that are like, I kind of sucked to get that.
Gambit's would be cool.
Gambit's is cool.
It's a Throne Scroll guy?
Well, his power is he can make, like, if I touch you, I can make your hand explode.
Yeah.
Cosmic explosion.
He can, like, charge anything with kinetic energy and blow it up. Anything he touches.
Not too bad.
So, like, he throws the card so that when he throws it, he's throwing a bomb. Yeah. It's just like easier to throw, I guess, and cheaper, a lot cheaper.
Playing guards. No, he's a gambler, man. Like, he's a.
Well, like,
he's
imagine, like, he makes special tools, but then, like, he loses them. Like, I'm sure, like, his special $100 tool is a lot freaking more expensive than, like, a pack of playing cards.
Well, yeah.
And he just throws a playing card.
I mean, he can charge anything. So, yeah. I mean, why not cheap?
Exactly. Cheap. Nothing like. $1 pack of cards, you get 52 shots. Like,
Then there's one of my favorite villains.
Apocalypse.
You know, Apocalypse is one of my favorite villains, but one of my favorite villains is, I can't think of his name, and he's only like in a few of the arcs, but he's the idiot that like starts manipulating people's DNA and turning them into dinosaurs.
What?
And Spider-Man's talking to him, and he's like, you know, why are you doing this? You could cure cancer. And he's like, well, I don't want to cure cancer. I want to turn people into dinosaurs. And it's like, yes.
Fair enough.
But then, like, the whole, I don't know, superheroes and all that stuff is really cool. The comics, I love all the arcs in the comics and stuff. But every time I watch them, I sit around and I think about the realities. Like, when they blow up, like, you got, yes, the aliens are coming, okay? They're going to come. And they're going to come and they're going to attack this city. So you're going to go fight the aliens in this city. But you're literally going to destroy the city in the process.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like $1 billion. And you're going to kill a lot of people in the process as well.
And the aliens wouldn't even be coming if you hadn't have shown them we was here.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. It's just like, wait a minute. Do we really need you to protect us? Or why don't you quit playing with alien artifacts on our planet?
I know. I like the, like, Guardians of the Galaxy stuff. I think that's cool. But then, like, Star Wars. The Star Wars world's pretty cool. But, like, most of them are just humans.
Yeah.
Like, the Mandalorians.
I don't think Earth exists.
The Mandalorians are just humans.
With guns. Because guns are their
guns and armor.
Yeah.
Religion.
I mean, it's not like...
I mean, look at the atrocities and all the crazy crap we've done to each other as humans. Like, we don't need superpowers.
Well, see, I think if superpowers were real, I don't think a lot of us would be heroes.
Really. No.
Well, like, imagine the power of Hawkeye's power. Dude, you could get famous so quick.
That's Jerry Mikulek.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm like, talking about real.
Yeah, that's Hawkeye.
No.
Dude real. Runs freaking V-drills with a 50. He shoots a balloon from 1,000 yards with a 9mm upside down.
I could do that.
I want to see it.
Our producer's not here, or we would show you Jerry Mikulek just so that Malachi could watch what he can't do. Hawkeye's power is cool. Batman, rich.
Well, no, it's like
Iron Man, you could
get famous.
Green Lantern,
so quick.
Weird.
Like, I mean, you just go around on shooting shows. You literally cannot miss. If you think you're shooting at it, it hits.
Yeah.
So you aim at it, you automatically kill it. You win every gun competition you enter. It doesn't matter.
Would y'all say Green Lantern's power sucks? I don't know. I'm kind of iffy about it.
If you're going off the
movie?
No, if you're going off the Green Lantern's core, if you're going off like the you have to go like sell your soul and be a part of this weird like tribe and yeah, it sucks. But if you're like you just get a cool power ring that you can freaking just make energy with, yeah, that's pretty dope.
So what you're saying is you wouldn't trade your soul for a Green Lantern ring.
Well, like all the stuff in like the movies and the cartoons and stuff, it's like the higher ups, they're all just a bunch of crooks with the Green Lantern core. So, like, why would I want to just go have them in charge with me?
Isn't there, like, 3 different colors? Green, yellow, and red?
Yep. Red's completely evil. Yellow's bad. Red's, like...
So there's 2 evils and 1 good?
No, red's, like, evil beyond you, like, fixable. Like, just like.
So red's evil, green's good, and yellow's, like, chaotic neutral.
Yeah.
So, like, a vigilante of sorts.
Yeah. Because...
Yeah. Does what he wants.
What's the one guy? The purple... What's the yellow guy?
Thanos? We said purple, never mind. You said yellow, never mind.
Bobby Lee?
No,
from
whatever.
What?
It's the Green Lantern, the Yellow Lantern. What's his name?
The Green Lantern, that's yellow, you know.
The Yellow Lantern, I forgot his name. He's purple. He's an alien, but he's the...
Wait,
like,
the green Yellow Lantern that's purple.
Yeah.
No, the Yellow Lantern.
It's like an Alabama
that
born
is purple.
Georgia
he's the,
football
he's the
fan
bad
living
guy,
in Tennessee.
He has the Yellow Lantern. In some versions, Nightwing picks up a ring, and it's red because he goes evil, and it manipulates him into.
So the ring manipulates it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ring.
So why not just like capture the red rings and lock them away or something.
Well, I think the ring, like when you put your ring on, it chooses.
I also think the red. I thought it was like the sun.
It's like a lightsaber.
I thought the red one was like powered by the sun or something like that.
It might be, but.
And that's the problem. Because like they show like
the yellow ones, they turn the green ones turn yellow. If you become evil or something.
So like if you start corrupting.
Yeah, it turns.
So every Green Lantern turns red eventually.
No. Ryan Reynolds.
We don't talk about that movie.
Come on, it wasn't that bad.
I mean, that's like, everybody's like, Superman's really good because he's got a good soul and a heart. And they knew he wouldn't.
It'd be Homelander.
Yeah.
It would be Homelander.
It's exactly what it would be.
It's actually a pretty good series, The Boys. I did like that. Except for the new season. It's kind of good.
I haven't watched the new season. And it's just now getting weird?
No, it's always been weird, but it got like, have you not seen the clips or anything?
I have seen the other seasons.
I kind of want to tell you the clips.
I don't want to. If it gets weirder than what it already has, well, I have seen a dude shrink himself and do things a dude should not do.
I mean, Homelander's weird.
Oh, yeah. Homelander's messed up.
Yeah.
I like the bloke. What's his name?
Oh, I cannot remember his name.
I don't know. I haven't seen the series.
I like his actor.
Great actor.
You haven't seen that series?
Probably not going to watch it either.
Yeah. There's parts that are good. It's like got a good story arc.
I can't with live action superheroes.
Billy Butcher.
The live action like series and stuff. Like Green Arrow, I watched 1-3 seasons.
Some of them they do good on.
Flash got boring.
Netflix did Cowboy Bebop live action. And I think they did a pretty good job on it.
See, I'm going to try Cowboy Bebop again because I haven't tried it in a while, like the actual anime.
Cowboy Bebop anime is good for when you ain't got nothing else to do. It's the middle of the night and you can't sleep. And you just want to put something on that's entertaining.
Well, a lot of people explain Cowboy Bebop as you either love it or you absolutely hate it.
I don't like it, so.
I'm neutral. It used to come on a lot on the TV,
yeah.
Back before Netflix and being able to watch what you wanted when you wanted. Cowboy Bebop.
Adult Swim used to come on Adult Swim a lot.
Yeah, Cowboy Bebop would be on a lot, and like so, I'd be chilling, nothing else to do, like just watch me some Cowboy Bebop. Like there's a lot of shows that like older generations
see, but like
think fondly of because it's all that was fucking on.
I like shows, but like I just don't get Pokemon.
It's a thing you just have to get into.
It's animal cruelty at its best.
I just don't like
it. I mean, he's not wrong.
It's
Pikachu, I choose you. Now thunderbolt the crap out of that bird.
Somebody got caught fighting chickens. Okay? And they had all their chickens taken away, and they had to pay their fines, and they're like, oh, crap. I can't fight my chickens anymore. What can I do? And then they invented Pokemon.
Well, I mean, like,
they were like, where's a world where I can beat the hell out of animals and make them beat up other animals for me?
I never liked Pokemon or Power Rangers.
Power Rangers all right.
Power Rangers was just weird.
A lot of it was weird. There's a few that I like more than the rest, but, like, there's a lot that was weird.
Power Rangers was like the old Godzilla movies.
Oh, Godzilla movies were
terrible. And Japanese Spider-Man had a baby.
Huh?
You never seen Japanese Spider-Man?
No.
His catchphrase? An adversary from hell, Spider-Man.
Uh-huh. There's a scene where he's like,
Kodoshaw or something like that.
Get down if you want to live, and he pulls out a freaking machine gun.
And it was Spider-Man.
It's a real series, Japanese Spider-Man.
Spider-Man pulls out a machine.
Yes.
No, it's so funny because you can look up, you can look it up on YouTube.
Gideto showed this to us.
No.
No.
Katsuki
showed this to us. 2 years ago, not 1 year ago.
Heck yeah, bro.
And then we showed it to Hideto. He had never seen it.
He said, sorry, Marvel.
He was like, I'm sorry, Marvel. Ode to Captain Japan, if you're out there. I miss Captain Japan.
I don't think I ever met him.
You never met Hideto?
No, yeah. No, I talked to him. Bro, that's him.
Hang on. No, when you get home, hang on, let me find the good one. Watch that.
This one?
Yeah, no.
If we had our producer here, we would show it up. I might have to like find the YouTube link and put it
and
in
like,
the channel.
Because Hidetto was like good. Tearing it apart because like his webs are just ropes.
Yeah.
It like shows him doing this, but it's just a giant rope.
Shooting people. Like his suit is like baggy.
Illegal. Japan, no guns.
He's not wrong.
Not hero, he said.
I mean, it could be.
But that's what you take the old like Mothra Godzilla movies, and you take Japanese Spider-Man, and they made a baby.
Oh, but it's so funny. Japanese Spider-Man is so funny.
And that was Power Rangers. The thing like with Power Rangers like kind of makes me think of the actors that are in commercials when they're young actors.
Yeah.
Or, you know, even just, you know, fresh starting in acting, and then, like, their careers take off, and then it's, like, forever. And, like, I don't even know if this person's career taked off, but, like, there was a SpongeBob tampon commercial. And I don't care where you go in life. You will forever be known by all your friends and your family and everybody that recognizes you that you were an actress on the SpongeBob tampon commercial.
No.
It's like, hey, we have this new STD pill. Would you like to come be an actor in the commercial for us? You look like you would need this pill.
Like how much money? That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, but there are certain things that just like forever.
If they offer me like $100 or what, I don't know.
$100?
$1,000? I don't know how much an ad goes. I don't know. $1,000 per word? I don't know.
Per word?
Yeah. I take it.
And he's like, I'm ready for my paycheck. And they're like, didn't you realize you just stood in the background and said nothing?
Hey, still $1,000.
Every time we mentioned how horribly disgusting this disease was, we zoomed in on your face.
Hey, $1,000 per face. Let's do it.
Just $1,000 per second. I'm there.
That'd be
all right. But yeah, there are certain things, though, like your acting career. Like you do... Like, there are certain things I guess you just wouldn't come back from.
Like playing Green Lantern.
Or Aquaman.
Or being in the Minecraft movie.
Oh my gosh.
As a kid, I really hope they yearned for the mines. Like, bro, what?
hope they change it.
Jack Black's character.
Steve,
or, you know, just Jack Black in general. I can see Jack Black. Like, that's something... That would be right up his goofy alley anyways. I could see him doing that movie regardless at what point of his career he was in.
Yeah. I'm talking about Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa.
In Aquaman.
I would have been... I'm all right with it, but I just wish they had made it animated.
As a kid, I yearned for the mines. What?
I just want to know what
you did it.
I just want to know what went through their head. Was like, you know what? We should make Minecraft IRL. Why not? What went through their minds? And I hope they're watching this. Send this. You know what? Screw y'all.
Well, the problem is this.
No kid yearned for the mines. No kid.
I do.
I mean, there was a kid that yearned for the mine, but that's because his daddy was in the coal mines and he just wanted to be like daddy. It had nothing to do with.
Isn't that how it goes? He was like in the coal mines and all of a sudden he ended up in Minecraft. I think that's the backstory.
I haven't really looked that much into the Minecraft movie. Like, I'm working on making a Minecraft server. But, like, not a movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you could probably do better.
I hope they change. Because they changed Sonic. You know, remember when Sonic first came out, the live-action Sonic? It looked terrible. Y'all remember that?
I didn't watch Sonic.
I'm out, yeah.
I played Sonic the Hedgehog on Sega all the time as a kid. And I never once thought, ooh, I want to see a Sonic movie.
It's not bad, actually. I didn't mind it.
I think you need to be slapped.
The first one was all right.
The girls liked it. I watched the first one.
They're kids.
First one was not bad.
They're like little tiny terrifying twins.
It was all right.
This one's like everything.
All right, the first one was not bad. Second one.
I have watched one of them dance to the Gummy Bear song for 45 minutes solid.
Because they're idiots.
They like non-stop. Everything.
Non-stop.
They like everything.
They don't listen to
Dylan,
the song.
Dylan banned that song in their house.
A song is banned in our house.
I'm going to send them over a
no, you're not.
Couple recordings of it.
No, you're not.
I'm going to make it our anthem. It's going to play at the beginning. I'll get the rights to play the Gummy Bear song for a little bit. And don't you sing it. Why you keep looking over at yourself?
I'm not.
Why do you
the freaking screen is getting on my nerves.
You need to change.
Your session has expired.
You need to change the camera angle. You haven't changed it yet.
That's what I was saying.
You want me to get up and walk over there?
Is it that one or is it that one?
It's one of these.
I think it's that one.
It's this one.
Yeah. No, wait. I can't tell. I think it's that one.
I point this way.
Okay. This one is there.
Yeah, but it's not on.
That one is there.
I say you switch to that
one. Huh?
You got to switch it up. It can't be the same thing.
Just on us pretty much again.
Yeah. Why is he in none of them?
He's in that one.
I'm right here.
Ish. This is just a weird side profile of me. Again, it's always a weird side profile of me.
There you go.
Well, I mean,
now I'm in the shot.
Yeah, but now you're not talking to us.
Now I'm talking to you. Hey, Dylan.
Stop.
It's not the first
and
time.
That's the end of.
Yep. We'll see y'all next time.
He says, hang on. Let me put on my priest robes.
What? Oh, no.
So, what do you want to do when you grow up, Dylan?
Die.
What do you mean when you grow up? He's 20.
I mean, I'm 38. I ain't grown up yet.
Yeah, I wish you'd decide what you want to do when you grow up already. I'm tired of being broke.
Me too.
Same.
Me too. Now, Dylan, you're doing pretty good.
I don't have enough. I need more. I need to buy a house.
Chill out, bro.
I told him about that house.
It's not very nice.
You don't get a house till you get a baby.
No, I need a house first.
Dylan getting a baby.
that's where your funny part. That's rich. There.
I'm sure there's someone out there that doesn't want theirs.
I could find. I think Dylan could get a girlfriend. He just doesn't try.
I mean, like, I don't know, like, doing the adoption and stuff.
You know, faith in me.
But if somebody was like, "I don't want this baby," I'll sign the rights over. I'd take a baby in a heartbeat. Like,
yeah, I'll take a baby. If the baby really wasn't wanted, yeah.
And we would know that they truly didn't want their baby.
If they gave it to Dylan.
Yeah.
If they were just like, hey, you're chill, Dylan. Here's my baby.
My first thought would be, you're an idiot.
You're just going to be like, hey, mama, I have a kid now. I'm going to need to drop him off.
You have a grandson you need to watch like every day now.
You're like, you remember what you did to grand? Yeah, that's you now.
Good luck.
You could do it.
I think I'd be a chill dad.
As long as you don't leave like your and the one before that.
Oh my God.
Gotta break the family tradition. Two generations, dad leaves. You gotta break that.
That's true.
I mean, that's better than my family. They're just like, yeet, I'm out. Car accidents and strokes and what's that word? Cancer. Yeah.
So you're next.
I mean,
In his family, yeah, because all of them are dead.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you're the only one left, usually you're the last
one left.
Yeah,
you're next. Usually you're next.
Yeah. It's like the last bullet.
Don't you have two brothers?
They're stepbrothers.
Oh, okay.
And cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget about that.
I've also officiated the wedding. The wedding.
The wedding.
The wedding of two of my cousins.
Yeah.
Okay.
I married my cousin and my cousin.
Yeah, they got married. Our cousins got married. Good times.
One of them is my...
One of them
is
Mitchell's
Alabama,
kid.
Okay.
No, but you got to look at it. My father's sister's daughter.
No.
Son. My father's sister's son married my mother's brother's daughter. They're not blood at all. They're not related.
They kind of grew up together.
Yeah, they did grow up around each other. But, like, they're both... My cousins.
That's like me finding out there's this girl I dated like in first, second grade. I was like, hey, mom, blah, 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 blah. She was like, you know that's your cousin, right? Instantly, I was like, all right, I'm breaking up with her.
Now, see, I had a cousin that told me that one time. He's like, yeah, I got this gal. We've been going out. And he's like, then I found out she's my cousin. And I'm like, well, what'd you do? He's like, I ain't left her. And he's in the middle of the parking lot at work. Like 40 people around. It's like,
I feel
bro.
Like when you find out your cousins or something. Nah,
well, like, okay. Think
past
about
first
it.
Cousin, it don't matter. Past
think about it. You've been married for 6 years. You have two kids.
I mean, yeah. After
and
if
you
find
figure
out, after
out
that,
your cousins.
Yeah, if you figure yeah, out after you, that.
But like I said, past first cousin, genetically, it doesn't really matter. So, like,
Yeah, but let's say, like,
don't
you
have
know,
two eyeballs. No, yeah. Three eyeballs. You want your kid
and like
to
you
have
can
two
mess
eyeballs.
Up a family tree without actually genetically messing up a family tree. Because like my mama died when I was 13, daddy married her first cousin. So my stepbrothers are actually my third cousins, and my stepbrothers, and my great aunt and uncle are my grandmother and granddaddy, and my grandmother and granddaddy are my great aunt and uncle.
Makes sense.
None of it by blood. Like my family tree program when they got married at the time was like no. And I'm like, but I need it to be in there. And it's like, no, we have problems.
So what went through your dad's mind when he was going to marry her?
I don't know.
I was just wondering.
When they were thinking about it, when they were dating, daddy come to me and he's like, well, what do you think about me marrying her? And I'm like, well, she's freaking crazy. Don't do it. And then she come to me and was like, what do you think about me marrying your daddy? And I'm like, he's freaking crazy. Don't do it. And then about 6 months into the marriage, I'm over at my brother's house, and she comes over and she starts whining about, you know, daddy. And I'm like, I don't want to hear it. I freaking told you he was crazy. Like, hush.
You already weren't warned.
Yeah, you were warned. There you go. And my father, like, in his younger years, my father was, absolutely crazy. Yeah, that's Leroy.
This is what his dad got him for Christmas.
Yeah, I've had Leroy for... what, 16, 17 years?
Not that
long. Now he holds my mic.
I'm 15 and I was there at the Christmas.
Oh.
You got that rock.
Okay. Leroy's been with me a while, though.
Like
I don't
years.
Do good with time.
No, he doesn't. And he's like, he gets very confused on like who was there.
Yeah. There's so many me's in my head that I just assume everybody's everywhere all the time. Okay. And I'm really bad about forgetting when people die. Like, all the time will be like, oh, I'm going to swing by and see Granddaddy, and you know, like, as I drive by, like, where he used to live. And then, like, every time I'll be like, I need to swing in there and holler at Bobby. And then, like, oh, snap.
He's been dead for 8 years.
I mean, I still do, like, I don't do it with Mama anymore, but, I mean, she's been gone for 26, 27 years.
Yeah.
But, like, just a couple weeks back, I was like, I need to holler at Daddy and see what he thinks about this. And I'm like, oh, shit, can't do that. You know, like.
I mean, you can. Get the wedgie board.
Yeah, get the wedgie board. Get the Luigi board out.
Y'all can do that by yourself.
Nope, Dylan's invited.
Nope.
You are familiar with Dragon Ball, right?
A little bit.
You get all the Dragon Balls, you get them together, and you say the magic words, and out pops this magic dragon.
There's no magic words.
Yeah, you can do. You got to summon the dragon, don't you?
You just put them together.
You just put them together. You just put the balls together, and out comes the dragon. Yeah. Okay. But that's how Daddy's urns are. We did some enchantments on them. So, like, if we ever get all his urns together, like, out pops the magic granddaddy. All he's going to do is roast you and go back.
I was going to say, he's probably going to, like, cuss y'all out and be like.
He's not going to grant any wishes. No, he's just going to show up, make you feel about this tall, and leave.
Yeah.
And, like, you met Daddy, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was really quiet around all.
I'm sitting with him one time. We're watching a TV show, and they're rebuilding this. They're, like, building this car for this kid. But I'd say he's 19, 20 or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, his face is messed up. He's talking funny and everything. And, like, Daddy is just roasting him. He's like, what type of rock this idiot come out from under? Like, no wonder they're having to build a car for him. He can't even say the word car. And, like, I mean, he's just toasting him. After about 40 minutes, they redo the opening segment right before the big reveal. They're rebuilding this car because he had a car accident and almost died. And, like, one of his buddies died in it and everything. And, like, Daddy goes real silent. And he's like, I feel about this tall. Same year, we're watching some thunderstorms. Like, you ever watch a lightning storm, like, off in the distance?
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting down on the front porch, and we're watching this just, I mean, it was 40 strikes a second. I mean, like, the whole sky was just, you know, he's just, like, awesome how, like, amazing this storm is. And, I mean, like, I was, too. It was an amazing storm.
Yeah.
We're watching the news the next day, like 16 people died. And we're like, oh, now I feel bad.
Still a good storm, though.
I mean, it was amazing to watch. I mean, I imagine it was a little bit different, like sitting in it, you know, but like, that's
probably different getting struck by it.
I mean, like, he obviously wasn't right in the head, so.
No, none of us are.
Well, you told us stories about him having a curtain over his head telling you he's a Teletubby. Like, I mean.
Oh, his hanger? Yeah. I used to catch him watching Teletubbies. And this is after Mama's died. Like, Sis has moved out. So, like, it's just me and Daddy. It's just two guys living in a house. And, like, I'd walk by, and, like, he'd be watching Teletubbies. And he loved Tara Time. He thought Tara was hot.
Who's Tara Time?
It is a PBS kids show.
Okay, wait, give me a minute. Don't say anything.
He kicked my bedroom door open one night, coming there with a guitar, and, like, sang and played Horse with No Name all the way through. And then just shut the door. Like, what's the other one that he liked? There was another kid's show that he would watch all the time.
Her?
Yeah. Yeah. He thought Tara was smoking.
No.
Hey, different strokes for different folks. You know what I mean?
No.
No, not the kid.
I know not the kid.
The grown woman.
Well, like, no, look, because in that picture, she's way older. Is that her?
Let me see. Yeah, that's Tara.
Yeah, she looks way older in this picture.
Yeah. Yeah, he liked Tara Time when she was an adult.
Well, that's good.
What's the other one? I would catch him watching Big Comfy Couch.
What is that one?
I have no idea.
That's another retarded one, but, like, yeah, my father was he used to love changing the screen on the computer to the, like, most hideous shots of his wife that they had on there. Like, he would find the worst photos of her he could find and put them as the background of the computer.
Oh, that's hilarious. Last time he did that, yeah. She was so mad.
She would get mad at me and Brandon, my brother. She'd leave the house. We'd get on the answering machine. This is back in the days, like landlines and answering machines. And we would change the answer.
Caveman?
Yeah, black and white TV.
Look, I've said sorry a dozen times.
So we would change the answering machine message to just random. I mean, one time it was First Church of Satan. What was it? One of them was like a Turkey Ejaculation Association of America. Like, we had a, like, there was regular messages left of her screaming to change the message back. Had people used to call, and this was after mom, this was right after mama died, about a year period after that, before daddy got married and everything again, and it was just me and him. We'd get phone calls like two or three times a day, telemarketers, everything, and they'd be asking for mama. And, like, I would give them all the information, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, they'd call back. And then they would call back, and then I would pretend to be somebody else and be like, she's dead, and just freak out. Yeah. Like, I had a lot of fun with, you know, it sounds bad, but, like, I've messed with a lot of people because mama's dead. Like, my children crack dead grandmother jokes. I mean, like.
Dead grandmother. Dead granddad. Dead dad. Just crack any jokes.
Part of life.
That would be crazy. Instant cancellation.
not instant cancellation. I'd make you boys famous.
I don't think we'd post that.
You'd get your 15 minutes of fame for watching my brains go out the back of my head.
Makes me money.
Make something out of it. Make something out of it, Dylan. I'm counting on you.
All right.
I'm sacrificing my brains to this lead for you.
We can do this, Malika. All right, put on the best tears that you can. Okay,
the
we're
tears.
Ready.
You have to put them on.
Oh, you guys are going to get canceled because you're going to be laughing. Dylan's going to be, I can't believe he did it. Oh, my gosh.
I'd probably cry over from laughter because you actually did it. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, you've tried to kill me before.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Like, I always forget about that.
You always, you just forget.
I do.
How convenient.
And you're going to make a good daddy. You're like, daddy, remember that time you tried to kill me? Shut up. God told me to.
The burning bush told me to.
He made a lamb so I could kill it instead. Now shut up.
At least he stopped before I did.
That's something that drives me nuts. You get people talking about, like, the Bible and Christianity, right? And they're like, all this bad stuff that happens in the Bible. It's like, have you read the other religions?
Yeah.
They're like, God told Abraham to kill his kid. And I'm like, well, Moloch told everybody to kill theirs. They were burning them on the fires to him. And that's not like, you know, God wanted to see if one dude would sacrifice one kid for him. All the other gods were like, burn them all.
Yeah.
They kill thousands of people. Like, what? What's up? Might be killing people, Dylan.
That's like the one that you like surefire way to get into heaven. Go kill somebody.
Yeah, that one's always like
Muslims.
Yeah. If,
what?
If you want to, like, 100%.
Isn't that Quran?
No, it is Muslim. I'm just saying, like, what?
Yeah, 100%. If you want to get into heaven, go martyr yourself for Allah.
Like, that's so weird.
Is it what, promised 50 virgins or something?
70
like
virgins.
70 virgins?
Now, this is speaking from a man who is 38, has been married for 22 years. Or no, 22 years come February 14th. I don't want 70 virgins.
Heck, y'all been married almost since I've been born.
Yeah. Think about it. 70 virgins. You're going to give me 70 women who don't know how to treat a man, who probably are all young, all whiny, not mature.
We're pretty picky. It's that guy who got cheat codes. He's picky now.
Yeah, I don't want.
So you're picky.
I don't want 70 virgins. I want one good woman. If I'm gonna blow myself up, and you're gonna guarantee me paradise, give me one woman that knows.
It's just dumb.
How to be my woman.
Like, what is in the world?
Oh, and they're allowed to do all types of stuff.
Yeah, I know.
It's the same as Catholics.
Yeah.
I mean, like the basis of the Catholic is kill, convert.
It's crazy.
Or kill. And if your numbers aren't strong enough, live amongst until your numbers are strong enough to convert or kill.
Yeah.
Like, what's the purpose of that? I don't get it. And I mean, like, out of all the religions you're going to follow, like, if you're not going to follow Christianity, like, why would you want to follow a religion that makes you pay for what you do?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I haven't really studied much other religion. It's just like... A friend made a joke about, you know, like, when you see Muslims? He's like, I get scared. I'm like,
why?
They have a bomb in their back. Like, jokingly, you know, they might. And that, Ali's like, oh, that's racist. That's racist. You can't say that. He's like, it's their religion. I genuinely think he might blow us all up right now and think, oh, free pass to heaven.
Well, See, I've known a lot of Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, pagans. I've met freaking spiritualists, witches, Satanists.
Buddhism is an interesting religion.
Mormons, yeah, some of them are pretty cool. And the problem is, all of your religions.
He said interesting, not cool.
No, it actually is interesting. Apparently, we're all in the palm of Buddha's hand.
Yeah. And he holds the world.
Yeah. And the Monkey King, if you go by him, he jumped to one peed on his hand and came back.
Yeah, but like all the other religions, like if you're going to turn away from Christianity or any religion that is, like I've heard people say, like, well, I became Muslim because Christianity was, you know, like God was too cruel.
Isn't what? God in the Quran though?
I mean, or Allah is no. Jesus is in the Quran.
He's a disciple.
He's a prophet.
A prophet, whatever.
But, I mean, it's been years since I've read it. I mean, I was a little over Malachi last time I read the Quran, like, all the way through. I need to read it again.
What about the Book of Mormon? What do you think of that?
I've read the Book of Mormon, or, you know,
I was at Taco Bell in some place on the way back from Georgia.
So you were at Taco Bell?
Yeah, we were at Taco Bell. It's like at 12 o'clock.
Oh, I heard you read Taco Bell. I was like,
no.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal graphic novel. It's all about a stoner trying to make a taco.
No, but
yeah.
It was like 12, just like right on the counter of the Book of Mormon. Just chilling on the counter. It's like, bro, what in the world?
I would encourage
is Taco Bell on
anybody that is a Christian and professes to be a Christian to study the other religions. Read their books. Read their tenets of faith. Talk to them. Figure out what their core beliefs are. Like, the modern apologetic Christian movement, to me, has failed Christians.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was going to seminary for an apologetics degree, and the only thing they were teaching me in the apologetics degree was church history, Christian church history, and who all was wrong in Christian church history. And that was it.
Yeah.
And, like, that's understandable. You need to know that stuff, and you need to know your biblical, your Bible, your biblical history, your church history. You need to know what you believe. But in order to defend what you believe against something else, you need to also know what that something else is.
Yeah.
So, like, a whole lot of, like, the Christian apologetic movement, in my, you know, what I've seen of it is miffed the point because it's too busy defending the Christian faith against other Christians. Instead of defending the Christian faith by understanding and knowing what other people believe and interacting with them. Because, like, if you don't interact with them, you can't defend against them. And, like, the main thing they focused against is they just want to defend against atheism. It's like most of it is against the idea that there is no God. Well, I mean, a vast majority of people have gotten beyond the idea of atheism. It's starting to go out the window because people are waking up to that there is something higher that we do need to serve. Now, people aren't decided on what that is. Fine. But, like, they spend so much time trying to prove the existence of a higher being that they forget that we already know there's a higher being. Now, let's prove which one we need to serve.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's part of it. We should do a, like, special series and go into some...
I'd be down.
Different religions.
I'd be down. I also want to go into the forgotten books of the Bible, like Book of Enoch and all that. I haven't read them. I've wanted to, but I just haven't got to it.
I'm down.
Because all that, because it's like the reason they're not actually in the Bible, because they're not like, what's it like?
Well, they are in some canons.
Yeah, they're not canon. That's the word I was looking
for. It depends. They are in some, they aren't in the others.
Or they're like, you know what, the Bible's already too long. Let's not put them in.
Yeah. And like the Bible, I don't know, the Bible history is a fun one to actual study.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
I'd be down. I haven't read the Bible all the way through, but I'd be down.
Read the Bible all the way through.
I can't.
Why not? Because you won't commit to it.
Yeah.
If I can read it in 10 days, you can read it in a year.
10 days?
Yeah, I've read it in 10 days.
See?
The problem is Dylan just can't. He's too much of a baby.
No, I can read better than you.
I'll give you a day. I'll give you a plan to read it in 90 days.
In 90 days.
And it sounds crazy because it's hard to read it in a year. But the 90-day plan... Once you get 4 days in, you're marking off such big chunks that, like, you see progress really fast. And it just, I don't know, something about, that's why I read it in 10 days. It's because I was, like, when I marked off, I'm like, I'm making progress. So I just kept reading. And so, like, you see, like, when you're doing the year plan, you mark off a day. And, like, you got to get months in before you see any progress. Like, on the 90-day plan, you start seeing progress so quick that it kind of, like, encourages you to keep going.
The only thing that stopped me... is I got really boring because I kept on repeating, this son had this son, and this son had this son, and she was the son of this son. Like, what? Can you stop?
Listen to him. When you get to those sections, play it on audio and read along. If you got a player that can, like, play, like, 1.5 speed, to where you can just follow along with your eyes and listen, like, all that stuff is important for, like, deep dive study. But, like, just getting through it, just power through it.
Well, this might be wrong to say, but do we actually have to learn the New Testament?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I thought most of it was, like, out of, we don't really, did I say New Testament or Old Testament?
You said New Testament. I meant Old Testament. You were probably talking about was the Old Testament.
Yeah. Because most of it we don't really follow no more, do we?
No, but without the Old Testament, you don't have the New.
Fair enough. Because I know all we got from the New Testament, Old Testament is, we got the 12 thingies. I forgot what they're called.
12 tribes of Israel.
Sure.
Okay. So, you know, Abraham leaves Ur.
Yeah.
He's called by God. He leaves Ur. And of course, he's Abram at that time. But anyways, Abraham. And then he goes all throughout life. But you're familiar with Lot. Lot gets kidnapped. You got the coalition of five kings or whatever that just got done whipping the whole world. Lot gets kidnapped. Abraham says, oh, heck no, bro, takes 300 boys or men, goes and whips these entire armies of five kings and brings everything back without losing anything, right? When he gets there, Melchizedek, the priest of the God Most High, comes out. And I think he is the king of Salem, if I remember right. Place to look at it, I believe it is in Hebrews chapter 6. Or 7 is where it goes, like, more in-depth into it, but then it's also in Genesis. I can't remember where it's at in Genesis, but you'll have to just look it up.
Yeah.
But at this point in time, Melchizedek is a priest of the God Most High. And this is shortly before or after God tells Abraham that he's going to make him into a great nation. His people are going to go into Egypt and be captive for 400-something years, and then he's going to bring them out of Egypt so that he can make God, can make his name great among the nations, right? But at this point in time, Abraham has a priest of the God Most High. Now, the Jewish lineage hasn't even been set up. Abraham's the first, like, the first people of God. Like, he's going to make a nation out of them. The priesthood line, the Levite priesthood line has not been set up. The priesthood has not been established whatsoever. But then Jesus in Hebrews is referred to as, you know, Melchizedek is being like Jesus, but not Jesus. Mm-hmm. I think what it's showing in the in that moment is showing that, like, at that time of Abraham, like, this is not that really that far after the flood and all this. And so, like, a lot of these people that, you know, remember the flood or very, very closely remember the flood are still alive. So God's name is still great among the nations at this point. And at this point, there are still people that I think are serving him without Jesus because they know God. God still desires to have a relationship with people. And that is what is setting up Jesus to come. Because, like, you have the Levite, the Levitical priesthood that comes along and everything, and that's where salvation comes through. And Jesus comes through this line. But then when Jesus is sacrificed, he raises 3 days later. He is the new high priest in the order of Melchizedek, which means he's a priest that has no lineage. He's a priest that doesn't have to have explanation and do all this special stuff to be a priest. He's a priest of the God Most High because God ordained him as a priest of the God Most High. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so I think that is a small, minute detail of the Bible that can help explain why, like, we don't not follow the Old Testament, but we are not required to be bound under that law, because when Christ came, we had a new covenant and a new law. When the Levitical priesthood come, it was a new covenant with Abraham. Melchizedek had a priesthood covenant with God. Like, anytime there is a change of priesthood, there's a change of covenant. What?
I'm just listening. I'm tired.
You're tired? We can wrap it up for this week if y'all want.
All right.
You got work tomorrow, don't you?
Yes.
You had to think about it?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, anyways, that's it for this week, guys. Like and subscribe. I don't know. Or make fun of us. I don't care.
Do both.
Yeah. We had one guy make fun of us.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, quit putting stupid people on YouTube. I'm like, dude, it's called the cunning buffoons.
We are stupid people.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole purpose of being on here is to be person. Stupid. But, yeah, enjoy your week, guys.
Yes, sir.
Y'all keep talking while I walk over there.
Superheroes are decent.
Ching chong bing along.
Don't say that. No, great.
Don't worry about it.